Okay, so the controlling Gemara here is Gemara Yud Aleph and Beis Yud Beis Amud Aleph, part of which we actually saw already in terms of Halan B'Tani. So Amr Abzira Amr Avuna Yachid Shekibel Av Tainis Afilu Achal V'Shasa Kol Halayla L'Machar Hu Mispal Tfilas Tainis Adi Aneinu Lan B'Tani. So right here, then he wants to extend it out, and he says, you know, I'm just going to keep on going with this thing. Let's write it out. Eno mispal shel tainis, right? Because again, the Kabbalah doesn't extend. Amr Rav Yosef, Maika Savir Rav Huna, Svir Lei Ein Misan in the Shows. Is this about Ein Misan in the Shows? We'll get more on that later. Odilma, Misan in the Shows, about Misan in the Shows, Eno mispal tfilas tainis. Maybe he's open to something called the tainis Shows, but tainis Shows is not going to get a Neinu. So Amr Lei Abaye, Leolam Kasav Rav Huna, Misan in the Shows. There is a tainus show, so misan of the show is mispalel tfilas tainus v'shani hacha diika show is delelia delo kibyo ale meikara. So he says machar hey betainus, we have background on these issues because it's what we're dealing with all week, is not going to impact the night at all. So the marukva ikla le ginzak. So marukva came to wherever ginzak is. Bo minay misan the show, so in misan the show slohava biyade. So he didn't know. Kadkanel shal nachrim, kli cheres of nachrim. There is some belios, let's say, of yayin, asurin or mutarin. Lo hava biyade. So he's, 0-2. He's in a hole. So, bameshim ish Moshe kol shivas yimei hamiluim, right? Moshe was begedra kohen on those days. Lo hava yabiyade. Okay. So, you know, they say good morning, good afternoon, good night. They sent him down on three straight pitches. Like the good old days with Mariano. Also, Vishal Bay Medrashas. I took it to the base Medrash. She said it wasn't my day out there. They hit me with the Yimei Hamiluim. They hit me with Kankanim Shal Nachrim. They hit me with Taina Shaos. And, you know, they had to call it right there. So Amrlei Hilchasa Misan in the Shaos and Mispalan Tulas Tainis. A Hilchasa. It's like Halachal Moshim. Hilchasa Kankanim Shal Nachrim Lachar Shneim Asar Chodesh Mutarin. Bameshimesh Moshe Kol Shivas Yimei Hamiluim Bechalak Lavan. Rav Kaina Masni Bechalak Lavan Shein Lo Imra. Akiva, what's the contribution of Rav Kaina to this discussion? It's one of these beautiful points here. It's the Chalak Lavan. Rashi quotes that, but doesn't mention this. Shein Lo Imra. What's the significance of this? Ephraim, you remember?
Was this the sheep that went away to the, what's it called, to the, to the snack?
Elon? Anybody have it? So this doesn't it didn't have a hem where any coins could go, because v'yisem nikiyim me'ashem v'yisrael. So Moshe's chaluk didn't have the tailor always says it to me. I forget what they're called every single year. Either the straight bottoms, or what can you have at the bottom? What can you have? The cuffs? Maybe they call the cuff. The cuff. So I always say, Visim the key. Okay. So it seems like a Vihilchasa that we do pask in that way. So Amr of Chista, Had Amr, Visan of the Shalos, Vihu Shalotam Kum Ad Hoerev. That means that you can't eat anything. So Amr of Abaya, Tanis Mal Yasahi. Well, that can't be what we mean by Tana Shaos. You fasted all day. Lo tzricha de imlach imluche. So, this is a very ambiguous line in the Gemara, but let's say how Rashi learns. Odilma haide kamer of huna lamachrim is found to us tainis lamishim de misanis to show us to shame tainis alav. Vim rotsa lachzor bov litum achar shischo betainis enu yachol. Elo hachin is found to us tainis to sarmin tainis shal shows. Chosho vichomir kol kach. It's kind of a dilute version. Tiny shows exists, but you don't merit an anenu. That could be for technical reasons, as we'll go on to see. And then Rashi says, "Lo tzrichna de mimlachim luchei kolomar lo hayav edaito klal lihisanos." Never thought he was going to fast that day, but elo also later day he was working and he was working and he was working. You know, and just didn't get around to breakfast, couldn't get around to lunch. Lo achal chatzi ayom chimata chatzi ayom. He said, "You know what? Let me carry this home." Mimlach Omar Hol Visanesi Ad Chatziayom Esana Kolayom. There's some value with that. So that's the Chiddush of the Imlach Imluchei, and that's the principle of the Tainus Shaos. And of course, he fasted the entire day. That's the way Rashi wants to learn Imlach Imluchei. He didn't have anything to eat. So the Rambam says, and you know, the Ravid was having none of it. Well, let's just review. Kol Tainus Shel Kibbul VaYachem Yibal Yom Eino Tainus Ketzem Mekav Kishis Pal Tfilas HaMincha. We made it to do about that it should be Bishas Tfila. Omer Achar Tfila Machar B'Tainus VeGomer B'Lilo L'Hat Nisanos LaMachar VeAv B'Shuvocha B'Lailo Hifsid Klum. Because again, that was never the intention. VeChinim Gomer B'Lilo V'Kibbul Alav Nisanos Shlosh Arba Yomim ZeAchar Zeh. This is Halan B'Tani. So Av B'Shuvocha Kol Lailo V'Lailo Lo Hifsid Tani. So if that was the original Kabbalah, however. And we made a whole, project out of explaining that the Kabbalah is so fundamental because the Kabbalah Satinus really is Midar Chayachuva. And those of us who are in Bikias, we saw that yesterday when there was a Gzera that they couldn't even observe the Tanios. The Kabbalah Satinus is significant enough to be Mavir Gzera. Vein Tzarech Lomar She'ochal V'shos V'alayla V'hishkim V'boker V'nimlach Lisanos She'en Zo Tainus Klal. Because there you don't have any momentum that could possibly carry you forward. Then the Rambam interjects Allah of Tainus Chalom. We dealt with that yesterday. Mis'ad Adam Shos V'ushal Yochal Klum Shar Hayom Ketzad Harei She'yatarad V'chafatza V'misasek V'tziracha V'loachal Chatzos Oa Teisha shows v'nimlach. This is Rashi's imlach chimluchei. Lisanos b'shoos sh'nisharim min hayom. Harizem misana usan shows u'mispalel bohen anenu. The tefillah satinus. Shari kibala batinus kodem shows satinus. So you get to say anenu Hashem elokeinu biyom tzom tanisenu. You did, after all, fast that entire day. V'chein im achal v'shasa. But let's say you did have breakfast. Or even lunch. V'achar kach hischel ischanos sharayom. Hareza tina shows. So the Ravid said, what? Zeno klum. Sharayom v'hu shalotam klum. Kol so ayom. V'od amru kol tina shalor shaka la v'cham alo shmei tina. So I'm neymar v'shona miyata shimachol b'chatsi ayom. V'rat alisanos ad'arev lav klum. You can't say, I just had a lunch. Let me fast until 4 o'clock. It's the winter. And I'll call it a tainus shows. You're simply not fasting. So let's say somebody said, again, mibod yom, that I want to fast until lunch today, tomorrow, excuse me. This Kabbalah is a flawed Kabbalah. Okay. So the Magen Mishnah points out a technical issue. He says, look, everybody's going to agree to one halacha on the Rambam, that if you actually didn't eat anything, and then you want to be makabel the rest of the day is a tiny show, so that you are going to be able to say anenu, and you do get to say, you know, yom tzom tani senu, because it, after all, was the day that you fasted. Aval mashakasav, this is the bolded part of the Magid, etc. And then the Magid Mishnah concludes after going back and forth a little bit. It says, thinks the Rambam is really tamua biyoser v'tzarachis iun. V'arisi l'rashi bo shekasav b'tshuva sheila sheshama shoel asha Rambam zal chazar bo. That he actually retracted this position. V'tiken kach inoy shows achar achila eno inoy. Right? If you already ate that day. Ela im lo tam ba'oso ayom. V'nimlach lisanos choshen lo shows meyos shosh v'nimlach ad kan. V'zeh davar emes v'chein ikar. So the Rajba went so far in the context of a tshuva, right, that he thought that the Shoel, who advanced this theory, was correct, that the Rambam had to be Choser from such a difficult position. So I never thought that this was true. I mean, I couldn't say for sure that the Rambam wasn't Choser, but I didn't think there was any need to say that that was true. It seemed to me very clear from the Rambam that it couldn't possibly be the case. Because the Rambam has two different categories. And the nafkamina between the two different versions of Tainus Shos is very clearly, I think this is why the Rambam said Ketzad, Ilan, what's a nafkamina between the two cases? In case one, where you actually fast all day, right? And then, you know, you declare at 11 a.m., you know what, I'm going to take this all the way through. So by mincha time, what do you get to do, Avi?
I was going to say that he didn't have a Kabbalah.
Well, your Kabbalah is for the rest of the day. So it's not, you know, a Yom HaTainis. But we'll let you do what? We think that it's significant.
Se'aninu.
Exactly. And in the second case, the Rambam very pointedly says, you don't get to say Se'aninu, but it has some value. So based on our approach to the Rambam, it was never Minad Matmian to me. Because the Rambam considers Tainis to be basically valuable in terms of Darchei HaTshuva. So of course, for there to be a Chalos Yom HaTainis, right, you need a Kabbalah Mibod Yom. But who's to say? It's not valuable to say, the next 4 hours, I'm not going to eat and drink. Of course, I can't say Hanenu, because it's not a Yom Tzom Tanisenu for me. But why shouldn't the Halacha ascribe some value to that? It's Midarchei HaTshuva. I can't eat right now. I'm doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh. I mean, you do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, you know, over chickies? So, I thought that was always the pshat for the Rambam. And the Rambam is basically saying there's a Tainus Shaos and there's a Tainus Shaos. There's a Tainus Shaos which has a kind of a Chalos, Imo Achal V'lo Shasa, and then there's a Tainus Shaos where you don't even get to that level, but maybe you have a Kiyum in terms of Midarchei HaTshuva. So you can imagine my glee when I found, first time this year, that Rabbi Isser Zalman says exactly the same thing. He says exactly the same thing. He says there are two dinim in the Rambam. So in the Evan Ha'asal, I'll tell you a story about that in a second. So the Rabbi Isser Zalman says, Nira dahai v'chein, ikeman asadu chadina, ala dehein, bezofonim ofan arishon de mispalanin, mishum dal yedei tainis ha'shos, nasa kilu hisana kol hayom, rekevan shalo achal kol hayom. So it's an honorary tainus. V'achin yachal omar b'yom tzom taniseinu. V'ofen asheni hurak tainus shows. That's not a tainus shows that has any aspect, any quasi-aspect of a yom ha-tainus. You don't get to say anenu. If you ask the Rambam, why is it valuable? The Rambam, I think, would tell you that it's predicated on the idea of tainus always being midarchei ha-tshuva. So if a person was, you know, everything was going swimmingly till 11 a.m., and then a person had a pang, he had a, you know, there's something that bothered him, and he was mefashe shemasav, and he wants to be misana the rest of the day. So that's not just a neutral choice, but that's a halachic value. So that's exactly what the Eben HaOzel says. It's a pshat in the Rambam. I think it's correct.